Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. Welcome to episode 5, Can I Speak to the Manager? When we interact with members of our care community within our healthy boundaries, a certain kind of triangulation takes place. Our feelings exist, our care partner's feelings exist, and someone inside of us balances the needs that arise. We make decisions about how to react to certain communications. Sometimes we offer the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes we use tough love. And these decisions are all based on two feelings, plus our purposeful choice to pick what we feel will be an effective response. And this decision maker is our inner manager. Each member of our care community should have their own inner manager, and they have a responsibility to us to communicate with us through their manager, so we can feel assured that our feelings were taken into consideration and our experience is being considered as they make decisions involving us. We want to know that they're balanced and that they're balancing their needs and their feelings with ours. So what does it look like when we're interacting with someone's manager versus someone who's operating in their feelings? When we express our feelings, does our care partner follow with questions, empathy, a desire to understand, or do they immediately start expressing their own feelings and their own needs? Are they responding to our questions with genuine attempts at an answer or more questions? And are they mirroring accusations we've made or concerns or complaints that we have, but only in that moment, instead of bringing their own issues that are specific to their experience with us? Communicating with someone who's not using their inner manager to regulate their behavior and communication can make us feel like we've become lost in an argument. We feel unheard, unvalidated, misunderstood, sometimes alone, and like we can't rely on this person to have the capacity to treat us the way we desire or even understand how to. When someone's operating in their feelings, all factors have become equal. Their feelings matter as much as ours in that moment. Their experiences matter just as much as ours. Their needs matter just as much. But when all factors are equal and nobody is making a conscious choice to balance the factors in a way that demonstrates mutual understanding of each person's needs, progress towards a resolution of anyone's feelings can't be made. If the manager is not involved, our initial feelings presented to our partner will not be resolved, and our partner's discomfort in being approached will not be resolved. The key is healthy and open communication. Expressing our needs by first identifying and validating our feelings and being honest with ourselves about our preferences for resolution allows us to communicate with people in our care community in a way that they can consent to caring about our feelings. They're able to choose how they want to empathize and respond to our needs. When we set the stage for open communication and honesty, we're able to better evaluate how someone is able to empathize with us and help us meet our needs. Using our own inner manager is a form of establishing our boundary about how we release our feelings and what we expect in response to them. If someone is making an honest attempt to understand our needs and maintain connection with us through respectful, empathetic communication, we can trust that they're not operating in their feelings, but instead using their inner manager. Our inner manager is also the maker of our executive decisions, because sometimes we may express healthy communication and we may request it back from our care partners, but they may not have the skills developed yet to access their inner manager. But that's not our problem. We can tell our care communities that they have skills to develop, but if they're not willing to, we have to make those executive decisions. We get to evaluate with our inner manager whether or not this person has the capacity to comprehend feedback on their behavior. In healthy relationships, we should be able to offer constructive feedback to the members of our care communities. Our manager helps us dish it out in a respectful, empathetic way, and our care partner's managers allows them to filter the information in a balanced way so it doesn't feel like an attack, but is instead turned into an expressed need that we've given them and constructive feedback that they're able to incorporate into their actions and behaviors. Attempting to reach stable ground and use healthy communication is a team effort. It always takes more than one person. We can use our inner manager to stop ourselves from getting lost in a relationship that doesn't impact us in a healthy way. Our manager protects our care communities from unhealthy communication from us and acting out our feelings. It allows us instead to speak them with clarity and identify our needs more easily. Our inner manager also protects us from allowing people into our care communities who may not actually be safe for our vulnerability. Expressing our feelings and needs in a way that allows and even asks for others to care is a very vulnerable position to put ourselves in. But we can protect our vulnerability by making executive decisions about how someone is causing us to feel. If they're not worthy of participating in our care communities and they're not safe for our vulnerability, we always have the option to revoke it and stop releasing our feelings and needs to someone who may not be safe. And we can instead redirect our energy to finding people who do understand vulnerability so we can make our own care communities feel like a safe place for us. In the next episode, we'll talk about vulnerability is an indiscriminate force.